Well, you're always very patient with me blathering on about life in Northern Ireland. Actually, I'm just back from a great week at the John Hewitt International Summer School in the city of Armagh. John Hewitt was another writer and poet from Northern Ireland, along with others like Louis McNeice, Sam Hannah-Bell, W.R. Rogers, Brian Moore, who moved to Toronto, Canada, and Seamus Heaney, of course. There's been a wealth of writing and poetic talent from the sweet province of Ulster. Anyway, during the week, we had various readings and discussions with poets, such as the well-known Michael Longley, from writers and journalists. We also had music from people such as well-known author and also mandolin player Louis de Bernier, accompanied by Ilona Antonius-Jones on flute and keyboards. Also, we had the heartstring sessions with guitarist Artie McGlynn, fiddler Nollie Casey, her sister Marina Cahasey on harp and whistle, and flute-picking guitarist Chris Newman. County Armagh, by the way, is a small county just to the west of County Down, south of Lough Neagh, with Tyrone and Fermanagh to the west and the border in Monaghan to the south. Armagh is famous for its apples, and you'll see apple orchards all around Armagh City. The city is also the ecclesiastical capital of Ireland, where both the Anglican and Roman Catholic archbishops sit. Remember the old Spinner's song? If you want a cathedral, we've got one to spare in me Liverpool home. Well, like Liverpool, Armagh can boast not one, but two cathedrals. And just outside the city is the Navan Fort, the site of Emonmatha, the ancient capital of the province of Ulster, and the centre around which we're focused, the Red Branch cycle of epic stories, legends, stories of Conor, King of Ulster, and of course, Cuchulainn, the famous hero of Ulster, although he actually came from County Louth to the south. Now, from Cuchulainn you get the name McCulloch, meaning son of Cuchulainn. So I suppose it's appropriate that we're listening to one of my own tunes at the moment. Only play one now and then. Well, back to Cuchulainn the hero. He was originally named Satanta, and he was sent to Emonmatha to train as a warrior for Ulster. This training included a whole lot of games of hurling. If you've ever watched a hurling match, you'll know it can be quite similar to a war. Anyway, Satanta had been invited to the house of Cullen and Smith for a feast with the rest of the Ulster court, but he wanted to finish the hurling match, so he arrived late at Cullen's house. The gate of thorn bushes was already pulled across the entrance, and Cullen's fierce hound had been let loose to guard the place. Satanta had to fight with the hound and eventually he killed it, which didn't go down too well with Cullen, its owner. But Satanta, being an honourable sort of fella, offered to take the hound's place until its pups would be old enough to take over the guard duties. As a result, it began to be called Cuchulainn, the Hound of Cullen. Later, this got changed slightly to Cuchulainn, meaning the Hound of Ulster, when he guarded the approaches to Ulster against the combined armies of Connacht and the other three provinces of Ireland. You see, a whole big row got started between Ulster and Connacht and the west of Ireland. It started innocently enough with some men from Queen Maeve of Connacht coming up to Ulster for the loan of their champion Bun, the Dun. But the drink did its work, and a bit of drunken rivalry and boasting started up a war before long. Does this maybe sound familiar? Anyway, the men of Ulster came under a curse and were unable to defend the province. Cuchulainn was the only warrior of Ulster who was not affected by the curse, so as the armies of Ireland approached Ulster, each morning he would stand on the northern bank of every river ford on the way and issue a challenge to single combat to the armies. They would send out a champion to fight him, and the progress would be halted for the day. Needless to say, Cuchulainn won each of these combats, although he had to take on a couple of warriors who were personal friends and ended up killing them. He managed to hold off the advance long enough so that the men of Ulster were recovered and able to take part in the main battle. He was eventually killed himself in that battle, but I think he earned the name the Hound of Ulster, don't you? The whole epic story is known as the Town or Town Bo Cooley, after the Cooley Peninsula in County Louth, just south of the present-day Ulster border.